It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Apple has announced an event for next Tuesday. It's expected to debut a new iPhone. Apple fanatics will go bonkers. Count on it. Another phone shows up today, Nokia's new Windows phone. You won't see long lines to buy it. Windows phones are kind of a dud, making up less than 3% of the market, which is weird when you think of how ubiquitous Windows is on computers. Joe Wilcox from Beta News says Microsoft has tried to reposition the smartphone's role in your world.
What Microsoft calls glance and go. The idea is you get what you need from the phone, and then you go about living your life rather than the phone being the center of your life.
Windows Phone tries to be more organized than Android or iPhone. Ina Fried writes for All Things D.
They put things in hubs, so they organize all your photo apps together and all your music apps together. And I actually think that some of what they're doing makes a lot of sense. But I think it's been a tough sell for consumers.
Judging by sales, people haven't wanted to glance and go, and they haven't wanted Microsoft to organize their lives. And the problems for Windows Phone don't end there.
The other is a chicken and egg problem, which is there just aren't as many apps. You have the problem of the app makers don't want to invest the time until there's a big base of consumers, and consumers don't want to adopt Windows Phone until their apps are there. So that's a particularly thorny challenge. And then lastly, some of the hardware hasn't been quite as impressive as the rapidly evolving Android products.
Then there's branding. Windows Phone can do a lot of the same things other phones can do. Take pictures, check your email, browse the web, play some games. But it's not Apple or Google. It's Microsoft, a name that has some baggage. Again, Joe Wilcox.
Right now, you know, Apple is a very hip brand. It's a very youthful brand. And it's also associated with, a mobile lifestyle, a very different kind of lifestyle. Microsoft, people think of IT administrators, business, being tethered to the desktop.
So until hip celebrities start wanting to look like IT guys, Microsoft and Nokia have a big challenge. Bit of housekeeping here. This is my final week on Marketplace Tech Report. After that, I'm leaving to host WITS, a new comedy and music program here at APM. I'll miss Tech Report a lot, but I'm leaving the program in very good hands. David Brancaccio will become the host. Now, a while back, on a lark, I tweeted a request for a theme song for our segment According to a Recent Study, and we got one.
According to a recent study.
People come up and ask me about that song all the time. It's a huge hit. We wanted to give you a little behind the music on that song. It was submitted to us by Darren Solomon.
I really wanted to unite the worlds of contemporary technology reporting and 70s funk.
Now, Darren isn't just some random Twitterer. Turns out he's a veteran professional musician. He broke into the business playing with Ray Charles.
I remember we did the Playboy Jazz Festival, and it was one of my first jobs with him. And I was sight reading the music because we hadn't had time to rehearse the whole book. And so I hit a couple wrong notes and he called me a rather unsavory name just off mic, and my folks were in the audience, and when I got off stage and talked to them, my dad said, did Ray swear at you? And so he heard it. I mean, it's actually, it made it far enough into the mic that it was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Well, still, if you're going to be sworn at again by anybody,
we might as well be Ray Charles.
Darren's on Twitter at DarSolo. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.